Hey guys, I'm Em from the fashion and beauty blog, The Lipstick Fever. When I moved to London over a year ago, I felt like there weren't a ton of obvious resources for women moving abroad or moving cities. My biggest source of strength and growth for my big move was through the inspiring and amazing women from all over the world that I've been meeting. Now, I want to share those conversations with you. We're going to hear from female entrepreneurs, industry experts, and some major female badasses on a global level. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Big Move Podcast. I am your host, Em, from The Lipstick Fever, and today I am here with Susie Ma. Susie is the CEO and founder of Tropic, a multi-award-winning all-natural beauty brand. Tropic was founded in 2004 when Susie, aged just 15, began selling her handmade body smooth refreshing polish at Greenwich Market. Tropic's infinite purpose, which is helping to create a healthier, greener, more empowered world, is at the core of everything that they do and guides every business decision and product launch. For the third year running, Tropic has been named the fastest growing skincare brand on the Sunday Times Virgin Atlantic Fast Track 100 list, and has scooped up over 140 industry awards for its efficacious formulations. Susie, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me. I'm pretty excited to be here.
Yes, me too. And I'm so excited to be here in your office, in your facilities, which we're going to dive into a little bit later. Mm-hmm. But I just got the full tour and I am so impressed, like from start to finish. I saw all of your warehouses and it was just very cool to see. I was telling the girls, I'm like, I feel like I'm in like Willy Wonka's like natural skincare like world.
Oh, I'm so glad that you felt that way. It's taken a long time to get to this place.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, we're going to dive right into things. I have a couple little icebreaker questions for you to kick things off. First and foremost, what is your favorite cafe or London coffee shop?
So I actually love having a drink at the Albrights in Mayfair. It's mainly for women and it's like a co-working space where they have amazing food, amazing spaces to work in and great coffee.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it there. And you guys had one of your lunches there, correct me if I'm wrong, in Mayfair. Yeah. Beautiful facility and like very like female focused business.
Exactly. Really empowering.
Yeah.
You feel that when you walk through the door.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Secondly, it is the festive time of year in London, one of my favorite times to be living here. Do you have a favorite thing about this time of year in London town?
Oh, you know what? I actually love walking around and seeing all the Christmas lights along Oxford Street and Regent Street. It's just so festive. I love it so much.
Yeah, it truly is magical. And I live in Central, so I feel like I'm like bombarded by all of the lights and they've done all the turn-ons of the lights lately.
It feels so festive.
Yeah, I love it. We're fast approaching too.
Yeah.
It's right around the corner. So we'll kind of jump into your background a little bit. So can you kind of share with us, where did you grow up and what was life like growing up for you?
So I was born in Shanghai in China. And I had, I would say, a modest upbringing with my family. We didn't have a lot. My mom and I actually lived in a little shed at the back of the ground floor of my grandparents' flat. And when I was 6 years old, my mother and I moved over to Australia to join my dad, initially in Sydney and then later on in Cairns. And again, we didn't have much. My parents were street vendors. They couldn't really speak English at that time. And the only thing that they could do was to import products that they got from China and sell them in the streets in Sydney and then at market stalls in Cairns. So I kind of grew up hustling with them in the streets, selling everything from these little, I don't know if you know those like little plastic men with the sticky hands and feet and they kind of roll down the windows
as you
throw them up there. So that's what I used to sell with my parents, all the way to like rubber band guns and little boxes with the beetles that wiggle their feet.
Oh my gosh. So
that's what we sold. And yeah, life was just, it was hard. It was just modest. And then when I was 13, my parents divorced and my mother and I moved over here to the UK.
Okay, perfect. And so what prompted that move for you guys? You just wanted like a change of pace or was there something more specific, I guess?
Just a whole new life. My parents' marriage broke down and my mother and I just wanted to get away from Australia and go somewhere where there were opportunities, good education system, and good job prospects for me as I grew up, as I grew older. So I was 13 at the time, and I remember looking at a big globe that I had in my bedroom in Cairns and kind of moving my finger around the world and thinking, gosh, where could we move to?
Yeah.
And London just seems so appealing.
Yeah.
So we thought, why not? Let's give it a try and see what happens.
Amazing. And obviously so much opportunity and you've been able to do so well here.
Exactly.
So whereabouts in London are you based now exactly?
So I'm based very close to my factory, near Croydon.
Okay, cool.
And everything is based down here. My mom's here as well. So just on the outskirts of South London.
Okay, cool. This is my second time in Croydon. What is Croydon like in comparison to like more central London? Is it just a bit more kind of... suburban?
It's more remote. It depends on what part of Croydon. So okay. I'm from South Croydon. It's very green. It's more like Surrey.
Okay.
So I love country walks. There's lots of cute little quaint pubs around where I am. And where we are here by our offices, it's very industrial. So yeah. Lots of industrial buildings, factories, depots in this area. So not that interesting, not that much to do, I would say.
Okay.
So I do head into central London a lot.
Sure, sure. But a perfect place for your business and to kind of be on the outskirts and stuff.
Yeah, because we need a lot of space and you can't have a lot of space in central London because it's obviously land is so expensive. It's just a lot cheaper here for us to set up our production facilities.
Yeah, definitely. So we'll kind of jump into your career. So when and where would you say your career kind of really started for you?
Probably when I graduated from university. So I did a degree in philosophy and economics at UCL. And I'd actually always wanted to be an investment banker. So I went into trading FX when I was 21 at Citigroup in Canary Wharf. And that's probably where I would say my professional career started.
Okay.
But actually ended very quickly because I lasted a few months and quit because it really wasn't for me.
Okay. And that was kind of leading to my next question. I find it so fascinating. You went from sales trader, finance world. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, my husband's background. So I'm a little bit in tune to it.
Yeah.
To now you're full-fledged in the beauty industry. What was that kind of transition for you like?
Yeah, it was a difficult transition in the sense that my entire life I was building up for this job in banking. I remember when I was at school asking my careers advisor, you know, what job can I get into to get me the most amount of money fastest? Because that's something that I didn't grow up with a lot. So I thought that was what was most important in life. And so everything I did from my education to even starting my business when I was 15 was all to get me to that career path. And it was difficult realizing that I hated it and that I actually prefer the business that I was running to get me to that job.
Yeah.
So it was, in the beginning, it was a difficult transition just for my mindset to give up on something that I'd worked so hard for.
Yeah.
But ultimately, absolutely worthwhile and felt so natural.
Yeah, totally.
Running my own business.
I'm curious, like, do you have a general take on making major career shifts? I feel like some people tend to think you can get stuck in one thing and it's harder to shift. Like, what is your kind of outlook on that, being that you obviously have done that successfully?
Yeah, I think it's really easy to stick to what you're comfortable with. And there is always that fear of what if it doesn't work out? And you don't want to give up what you currently have, even though you're unhappy, but it pays the bills, right? But what I would say is, sooner or later, you're going to get to a point where you're just not going to be able to handle it anymore. And I think when I was doing my banking job, I saw a glimpse of myself in the future through the other people that were working there. And I could tell that they never really liked their jobs that much when they first started, but stuck by it because it paid well and it gave them security, you know, it paid the bills. And many years later, they were still stuck in that job and they didn't seem happy. And I just think, you know, we live one life and we have literally one shot at being happy, and we spend the majority of our lives working. So why would you spend the majority of your life feeling unfulfilled and unhappy? So I just thought, take that risk. What's the worst that can happen? The worst that can happen is I go into my business, it doesn't work well, and then I, you know, go into job interviews again and get back into banking. But at least I know that I've tried.
Yeah.
And so...
I think, love that advice.
Yeah, and I think anyone that is thinking about wanting to move on, and that's in any aspect of your life, if you're not happy with something and you're thinking about it, just go and make that change, because at least you've tried, even if it doesn't work out, Yeah. You can always go back to what you were doing before.
Yeah, exactly. I like that advice, and that like you're not truly stuck. You can always tweak and pivot, and we're flexible.
Absolutely. And there are so many opportunities out there if you just look.
Yeah, totally. I love that. So I know you, when you were 15, you started literally creating these products, which is where Tropic kind of really evolved from. But what, I guess, later on in your adult years, what really prompted you to launch Tropic as a beauty brand?
I think I really saw a gap in the market. Tropic was a runaway success from the moment that I started it when I was 15. And I noticed that there was a real demand for freshly made natural beauty products that genuinely made you feel pampered and cared for. You know, your skin feels super soft. And who doesn't love that, to smell great and feel great? So when I kind of ended my banking job and I came out of The Apprentice, and although I didn't win, I realized that actually what I'm truly passionate about is making other people feel good and doing it in a way that's healthy and safe for their bodies. So I just followed my heart and did exactly what I wanted to do.
Totally. And what is kind of Tropic's main mission and like brand ethos?
So our mission today is very clear. We have our infinite purpose, which you will see downstairs as you enter the building. And it's to help create a healthier, greener, and more empowered world. So healthier through our products, greener through our business practices and our responsibilities to our planet, and empowering to create a more empowered world through our ambassadors. You know, they're the ones who are out there selling our products and running their beauty business using our products as a platform, but also empowering through helping those who don't have access to education to get education. So every Tropic sale goes towards providing educational school days for kids living in Nepal, Cambodia, and Myanmar, you know, some of the poorest places in the world where kids are really illiterate and they don't have that opportunity.
Yeah.
And I just think it's a feel good purpose that, like you said earlier, you know, it's the basis behind every decision that we make.
Yeah.
And I like to think that it makes all of our ambassadors and all of our team in house feel that their job isn't just doing something for a company. You know, they're doing something for the wider planet and for people from all over the world.
Definitely. They're contributing to just something bigger than, right, just being a beauty brand rather.
Yeah, just to think bigger, because that's what Tropic really is for me. It's bigger than just a body scrub or a beauty product.
Yeah.
It's transforming the way women feel and look, and, you know, giving them confidence, as well as empowering kids from the other side of the world. And, or, you know, doing all of this while running a sustainable and ethical business.
Definitely. And so you and your company have won a number of awards. You've been on 2018's Forbes 30 Under 30 list. You've been an outstanding female entrepreneur at the Best Business Award 2017. It's also impressive. Do you think that there has been kind of a main driver in your success, being that you've done all this at such a young age as well?
I think it's just having focus at what it is that you're trying to achieve. And I've always been very focused from the get-go. And then a lot of hard work, grit, I think is the main thing, actually. You know, I've made a ton of mistakes, but if you get knocked down, you just keep on trying. And that's probably the basis behind every success story, just focus and hard work.
Yeah. Completely. So I know I just got the full tour of your facilities and all of your warehouses. It's so impressive. Can you kind of talk us through like the facilities here in Croydon and kind of what they're all about?
Sure. So I wanted to keep everything in-house. I believe that in order to truly drive change in the beauty industry, you need to be in charge of every stage of your business. So literally, as you walk through, you'll see our lab, where we have some of the top chemists around the country who formulate all of our products. And it's state of the art. It's got all the equipment that you need in there. We also have our makeup lab. So a separate lab, I don't know if you saw that, where we do all of our color work.
Yes.
And we have our machinery that look at different colors and skin tones. And then downstairs, we have our manufacturing facilities. So we have a huge beauty kitchen where we make everything in our massive vessels, all the way to our pick, pack, dispatch areas where our team will quite literally fill every product by hand, put the caps on, put the pumps on, and then wrap every product by hand using our eco-friendly paper sleeves. And then it goes all the way back upstairs to the dispatch area where every box is, you know, very delicately packed together to make sure the products don't rub or get damaged, and then out the door. And then obviously in the office, we have our marketing team, we have our customer service team, finance team, stock control, HR, everything is under one roof. Our design team, all the products are designed here. And I love that. It just means that my day is so varied. You know, I get to walk around and have so many amazing conversations, and anything that needs to change happens so quickly because everyone gets together from every department and ideas just flow.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And so being that you guys are so green, you're so sustainable, was that something that was always really important to you from kind of like the earlier stages?
Yeah. I think growing up in a beautiful country like Australia, where, you know, I literally grew up by the beach in Cairns, going to the jungle, the rainforests, and really falling in love with nature, and then seeing the devastating effects of just what we're doing, things that we're doing that we're not even aware of, you know, our use of plastics. And actually what was interesting was I had a conversation with somebody that back in the day when plastics were first invented, people talked about how incredible it was for the environment because we were no longer cutting down trees for our bags. We were using something that didn't need to destroy our forests, but people didn't consider how long that plastic then stays on in the oceans, on our land. And it's just, it's interesting how much damage we humans have done to our planet. And I just think as a business, it is our responsibility to clean up the mess and to do what we can to minimize our carbon footprint, to minimize our impact on the earth, and try to be a positive force for good.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Do you have any kind of advice for someone looking to launch their own beauty brand? Mm. Especially, I guess, within like the more natural, clean skincare space.
Yeah, I think what I love about the UK is that there are so few barriers to entry when it comes to opening up any business. You know, information is everywhere and there is so much help everywhere. And if I had a pound for every like person that's come to me and said, gosh, I really want to start up my own beauty brand, I think really find out the reason as to why you want to start your beauty brand. You know, make sure that you have a true USP, and not that you just love it, because there are so many brands out there. You've got to distinguish why you're different and why your customers should buy your products over somebody else's. So establish your why. Don't be afraid to get your hands dirty. You know, I started at a market stall, quite literally mixing up products in my mom's kitchen. Start that way. You know, you do some cosmetic formulation courses, start that way, start really simple, really small. You don't need a huge amount of funding to start a business, but keep your focus, write down your why, and don't stop until you get there.
Yeah, absolutely. So in the beauty realm, we hear so much talk of like all natural, vegan, cruelty free. As consumers, we're completely bombarded by it. It can feel very overwhelming. Mm. Can you kind of talk us through where Tropic sits within that kind of landscape?
Yeah, I think the difficulty thing is there is no legislation between what is defined as natural and good for you. You know, there's no legal definition of those terms. So I do see those terms being used a lot. And when I look at the ingredients listing, I'm like, oh my God, how can you say that this product is natural or good for you or clean? It contains so many terrible ingredients. And that's when you have to, you know, as a consumer, you need to look into certain bodies that assess products. So companies like EWG, the Environmental Working Group, is a great website where you can look at the ingredients of products. There's an app that you can download called Think Dirty, which allows you to scan the barcode of your beauty products and it tells you the toxicity value of your products. Looking for products that are Cosmos certified, that's something that we're going towards. We're speaking to Cosmos right now because they not only look at the ingredients of your products, they also look at the production and the packaging. So try to look for companies that have certifications and look deeper into the ingredients. Don't just take buzzwords at face value.
Totally. Do your research.
Exactly.
I think it's so important. What would you say Tropic's kind of best known for in the beauty world? Is it skincare? Is it makeup? I just found out you guys did hair care. I had no idea.
Yeah.
So impressive. But yeah, what would you say you guys are kind of best known for?
Definitely skincare. definitely our smoothing cleanser. It's our best-selling product, and perhaps our serums as well. We've got a pretty impressive lineup of the most incredible serums.
Okay. Okay, amazing. Yes, I know. I've tried your hyaluronic acid serum, and I told you that I'm pregnant, and so you feel so much better when you have those like cleaner options.
Yeah.
It just, it makes more sense. I mean, if we can do it all the time, amazing.
Yeah.
But I'm loving that. It's just like a hydration serum before I put my moisturizer on.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Can you share with us some like cult favorites from your brand? Maybe some like customer favorites.
Yeah. So the newest product that we launched is one called Glowberry Brightening Serum. And oh my gosh, it's amazing. It's got some really exciting extracts from Australia. There's one called Kangaroo Paw Extract, which really helps to brighten your skin. We've got a really high percentage of encapsulated vitamin C that is super stable and really helps to lighten hyperpigmentation and protect your skin from free radical damage. So our Glowberry is my personal favorite and hero product right now, and it's had a lot of buzz in the media.
Yeah.
And the Rainforest Dew, so that hyaluronic acid hydration serum that you just mentioned.
Okay, cool.
That's another new product that has had a lot of attention recently and actually sold out twice over the course of the last couple of months when we first launched it.
So unbelievable. We had to
get extra batches of that made.
Yeah. And it was so impressive too. As I was going through the tour, they were saying, you guys don't, you don't have overstock of things because everything is so fresh.
Yeah.
I think that's incredible.
Yeah.
So I imagine you must sell out of things.
We do.
Fairly quickly. Yeah. And then you have to backtrack.
Yeah.
And
yeah. So we do make products every single day. Mm-hmm. Our chefs get a menu of what they're cooking for that day. And that's very much driven by our customers. So what's being sold. And I just think you're feeding your skin from the outside in, right? And just like food, you want to buy fresh foods and not foods that are processed with loads of preservatives that have been sitting there for a long time. We all love fresh fruits and veggies. And if you're feeding your skin from the outside in, it should be made fresh too.
Yeah.
So that you get the maximum concentration and the most potent delivery of vitamins and antioxidants for your skin to get the maximum benefits.
Totally.
So
it makes me want to go into my beauty cabinet and like take out all of my old products that have been in there for, you know,
because they do go rancid and they do go off. So for sure, check them and scan them using the Think Dirty app. Just scan the barcode and you can really look at what you're putting onto your skin.
Definitely.
Yeah.
What are your kind of personal favorites? Can't leave the house without products from Tropic.
So Can't Leave the House Without is my beauty palette. So we have a color palette that we launched earlier this year, which is a project that I had been working on for the last 3 years to try and bring a solution to all the pieces of makeup that women normally carry around, but really we don't have much time to do our makeup and all much space in our handbags. So it's a color palette that encompasses every makeup product that you could need for your face. So it's things like your eyeshadows, your brow powders, your blushes, concealers. You can put your lipstick pans in there, and it's completely customizable, magnetic, refillable, eco-friendly with a big mirror so you can see your whole face. So I kind of take that palette out. I've got two palettes that I take out with me, one cream, one powder.
Okay, cool.
It's just so I can touch up and do my makeup on the go.
Okay, amazing. And then what is your skincare routine? Because your skin is like flawless and glowing.
Oh, thank you. So I always start the day with cleansing my skin. So cleanse, tone, moisturize with our smoothing cleanser, vitamin toner, and Skin Feast. And I would go in with the serum that my skin needs for that day. So whether it is our fruit peel to exfoliate my skin if it's looking dull, or our hydration serum, our Rainforest Dew, or our Glowberry. Sometimes when I'm looking particularly pale in the winter, I will add in some Glow Drops, which is our tanning serum.
Okay, cool.
And then at nighttime, pretty much the same regime, but I might do a mask as well.
Okay.
So I have a very, very oily T-zone and I have to work very hard on my skin. My skin's very responsive to lack of sleep or diet, and it's very combination, very acne prone, very dry in certain places. So I'll do a mask on my face depending on what it needs for that day.
Okay. What kind of mask are you using if, say, like right now it's changing of seasons and air is super dry and then we're going in and out of like, you know, heat treated buildings and that kind of thing. Like, what would you say you would use for like a moisturizing mask?
So like our deep hydration mask. So I would spray our vitamin toner all over my face to get my skin really damp. And then I just slather a really thick coating of our hydration mask, which is like a kind of like a yogurt texture. It's beautiful. Okay. It's lightweight. It's really nourishing. I leave it on there for as long as I can. Normally about half an hour.
Okay.
As I'm cooking or, you know, tidying up or having my dinner. And then just rinse it off and then follow that up with more serums and a moisturizer.
Okay,
and cool. And oil. And my skin feels amazing and hydrated. I love it.
Okay, yeah. We'll include some links to those like specific products.
Thank you.
Can you actually tell us a little bit more about the Ambassador Program and like how it works?
Yeah, sure. So when we first came up with the idea, I was kind of thinking about how I started my business at the markets and how amazing it was to earn products and just work whenever you wanted to. And when I was working at the markets, I employed pretty much every single one of my friends that were willing and pay them commission. I pay them 25% commission. I pay them 20% commission back then and on whatever they sold. And the ambassador program is exactly the same as that, except our ambassadors get 25% commission. So they sell the products. They join with a starter kit. It's about £200 for a starter kit for about £400 worth of products. Mm-hmm. You get your catalogs, your own website, business tools, and then you go out and you have your initial starter kit and you do demonstrations. So they host pamper evenings. So every evening our ambassadors are out there in someone's home doing a demo, doing a facial, sharing the Tropic ethos and our products. And then at the end of the night, they take whatever sales everyone wants to place. And then they go and buy those products off of our website at 75% of the RRP. So they pocket the 25% immediately because they've already taken the money from their customers. And then we ship the products either to our ambassadors for them to distribute to their customers or directly to their customers.
Okay.
Totally up to them.
Incredible.
And that's it, really. It's just a flexible way of just generating some extra income.
Totally.
Yeah.
And as a consumer, if you're such a fan of the brand, it's probably a natural kind of side, maybe gig for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And on our website, when you check out, I'd always like to point our customers towards our ambassadors because they mean the world to me. You know, everything we do today is really to help them and to empower them and to run their own beauty businesses. So if you are a customer, try to think about connecting to a local ambassador so that you get a deeper demonstration of our products, mm-hmm. but also to support a small business.
Yeah, no, yeah. Completely.
Yeah.
Amazing. So as a last question, are there any resources, whether it's like a book or a podcast or anything that you love that kind of helps you stay motivated in your day to day?
Yeah. So I love audiobooks and podcasts. And actually I'm listening to a really great book called The Ultimate Sales Machine. And it kind of covers all topics. So if you are thinking about setting up your own business or you kind of just want a little bit more inspiration in your day-to-day job, mm-hmm. it's a great listen to get some ideas, everything from marketing to sales to product ideas. I love listening to any type of business books and autobiographies and things like that.
Amazing. Yeah. Okay, I have a dumb question about audiobooks. Is it a separate app from like, say, podcasts?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It is on your phone and then you can just download certain like books
it's
and stuff.
It's literally called Audiobooks, the app. So you can download it or Audible and you can listen to those books. But actually, if you want to, and this is what I tend to do, is before I listen to a whole book, which obviously can take hours, I listen to the Blinkist of that book, which is another app that you can download. So Blinkist. You do have to pay a yearly subscription as you have to do the same for audiobooks. And a Blinkist basically summarizes the book into a 10 minute to 20 minute audio, which is
genius.
Great. So you can listen to the Blinkist and you're like, okay, you've either got the gist and you're like, okay, I can move on to the next book. Or you're like, actually, this is really interesting. I want to hear more.
Yeah.
In which case you listen to the whole audiobook.
Okay. I love that. It's very digestible kind of
speed dating for books. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. No, that's amazing.
You don't have so much time to listen to them all.
Totally. Okay, cool. I'm going to have to check that out.
Sure.
Thank you so much for coming on. Before you go, where can everybody keep up with you, find Tropic, purchase Tropic, all of that jazz?
Sure. So you can purchase Tropic on our website, tropicskincare.com. You can connect to our ambassadors on our website as well. And you can follow Tropic on Instagram at Tropic Skincare, and you can follow me at Susie Ma Tropic.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Em.
But before you guys go, also wanted to share a little holiday giveaway that we're going to be hosting on Instagram. So keep an eye out on my Instagram at The Lipstick Fever. We're going to be giving out a Brighten and Renew skincare selection set to one of you. So stay tuned there. And thanks everyone for listening. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review, and we'll catch you next time.